In the last couple of months, Japan has undergone a historic shift. The interpretation of the country's pacifist constitution has changed, and for the first time since World War II, Japanese troops can now fight overseas. A record defence budget is set to be approved, and many in Japan believe the changes will lead to increased tension and instability in the region. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has championed the muscling up of the military, and he's proving to be a divisive figure. Some see him as an ultra-nationalist who'll lead Japan down the war path once more, while others say he's just a realist responding to the realities of a more aggressive China. Our North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney looks at Japan's tilt to the right.
Takashi Uemura has felt the full force of the rising right in Japan. As an investigative reporter in the early 1990s, he was one of the first to uncover the systematic use of sex slaves or comfort women by the Japanese Imperial Army before and during World War II. And a quarter of a century on, the far right in Japan has branded him a traitor for tarnishing Japan's honour. There's also been threats of violence against his family. Takashi is married to a Korean woman.
My daughter's photograph appeared on the internet with a quote saying, "This girl's father is the reason why Japan is suffering." There were also comments like, "We need to force her into suicide." There was my daughter's photograph, her name, and many slanderous remarks for all to see.
The campaign against Takashi is part of a much wider attempt of the far right to whitewash Japan's war crimes, to try and erase the facts that 200,000 women, mainly from Korea, were used as sex slaves, or that massacres like the rape and pillage of Nanjing in 1937 never happened or were exaggerated. And the campaign has gone international. The Japanese government has demanded that a US publisher delete any reference to comfort women in their high school textbooks, and it's spending millions of dollars trying to counter any message from China and South Korea. Former Japanese Prime Minister Tomoichi Moriyama says Japan has to face up to history.
Past historical facts are not going to change. Fact is fact. The facts are there was colonization. There was aggression. That these were mistakes, we need to acknowledge these historical facts so that we don't repeat them.
Many believe the rewriting of Japan's wartime past is just one part of a right-wing agenda being driven by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to make Japan great again, to reform the constitution and bring back the power of the emperor and embolden the military. Professor Setsu Kobayashi from Tokyo University believes Shinzo Abe sees it as his destiny to do so.
His personality is like that of a king or prince. His family is from the establishment from the Meiji era, way before the constitution. His grandfather, Nobusuke Kishi, was responsible for World War II and was tried as an A-class war criminal. But somehow he escaped and ended up becoming prime minister. Kishi's dream was to revert to the Meiji constitution, and he said Japan did no wrong with the war. Mr. Abe says he learnt on his grandfather's knee the meaning of making Japan great again.
Professor Kobayashi says the reinterpretation of the pacifist constitution in September is just the first step in Prime Minister Abe's plan to completely overhaul the constitution. Over the last couple of months, Japan has seen unprecedented public protests from people demanding no change to the constitution.
Democracy in Japan is unfortunately very low at the moment. This is what we have found out. We have a government that cannot be moved by the people, so the people need to take action to get it back. Then for the first time, we will learn about sovereignty of the people.
But many others say Prime Minister Abe is simply a realist and understands Japan has to take responsibility for its security after 70 years of American protection. Times have changed, and Japan has to face up to an increasingly assertive China. Investigative reporter and academic Takashi Uemura says he won't be bullied into silence by the rise of the right in Japan. And he's now taking his accusers to court on charges of defamation.
Writing articles and speaking out as a journalist means protecting freedom of speech. So even though there's a lot of abuse, I will not flinch nor lose. I did not fabricate anything, so I am fighting and will continue to fight.
This is Matthew Carney reporting for Correspondence Report in Tokyo.